page 271, we'll just get a running start so we could get back into the Ramban. So we saw yesterday again, we're talking about payback. So in other words, a person missed a tefillah. So the next tefillah, whatever it may be, they daven two Shemon Esrei. So the first Shemon Esrei is for the one that you're obligated on now. So again, the class, well, we'll see. And then the second one is for the makeup Shemon Esrei. Now again, these are only, you can't on purpose miss a tefillah and then just do two Shemon Esreis the next time around. This is if they were extenuating circumstances. So in tests, we see, let's say a person made a mistake and they didn't daven Friday afternoon, they didn't daven mincha. So then what? So then, well, the problem is that, okay, I have to pay back, but the Shemon Esrei that I owed, so to speak, is a weekday Shemon Esrei. And the one I could daven now is a Shabbos Shemon Esrei. So what do I do? So the Chaver says, you daven two Shabbos Shemon Esreis anyways. We saw yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah explains, because it's Shabbos. So you can't daven a chol one. Harishona la'arvis, v'shniyah la'tashlumin, as we saw before, as you've probably figured out, the first one goes for Mariv, Shabbos Mariv, and the second one goes for your payback, for your makeup. Good. So we did that yesterday. The Rama says, "V'hadinim lo yispal mincha be'erev Rosh Chodesh." Let's say you didn't daven mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh. So let's say tonight it's not, like I said last night. It's tonight's not Rosh Chodesh, right? I get confused. But let's say hypothetically tonight was Rosh Chodesh. So then, let's say a person made a mistake and they didn't have a mincha that just passed. So now they're going to do Mariv Shemon Esrei twice. Okay? Now, the difference, right? Because tonight, hypothetically, Yalav Yavel. And the one you owed, there was no Yalav Yavel. It was a regular day. So the Rama says, doesn't make a difference. Who I didn't, just like we just said, who I didn't lo yispal mincha be'er Rosh Chodesh, mispal Rosh Chodesh Shtayim. Now, you do two Ma'ariv, you do two Shemon Esreis, both have Yalav Yavo. Okay, so that's, you figure that, but here comes what we were segueing to yesterday. Now, the Imlo, turn the page, Hizkir Yalav Yavo Berishona. Let's say, okay, the guy didn't daven Mincha. Now it's Rosh Chodesh. So he davens two Shemon Esreis. Both should have Yalav Yavo, but we're human. So let's say in the first Shemon Esrei, which is for your Ma'ariv, you did not say Yalav Yavo. So y'all know that normally at night Rosh Chodesh, if you didn't say Yalav Yavo, you don't have to repeat Shemon Esrei. Right? So here, let's make it a little more interesting. So if you didn't say Yalav Yavo on the first one, v'hizkir v'shniya, but in the second Shemon Esrei, which is your payback, you did say Yalav Yavo, tzarech lachzor l'hispalel. You have to go back and daven again. Why? Yeah.
Have Arlovsky had something like that?
Is your daven
like
the first?
So the idea is, I think as Dr. Pine is saying, because the rule we have is the first one has to be the obligatory one, and the second one has to be the payback, right?
Right.
So now that you didn't say Yalav Yavo on the first one, and you did say it in the second one, what does it look like? It looks like that the first one was the payback. It looks like the first one is the payback for when it wasn't Yalav Yavo, when it was the last day of the month. And the second one is for now, which is wrong, right? We saw before, you have to do the obligatory one first, and then the second one is the payback. So therefore, it looks like you did it wrong. It looks like you violated the rule of Tashlumin. Therefore, you'll have to go back and say another Shemon Esrei. Now, let's see. Then the Rama goes further. Aval im lo hizkir b'shnehem. But if you didn't say Yalav Yavo in neither of the two, then you have to say the first Shemon Esrei or the second Shemon Esrei, or hizkir b'rishona, or you said Yalav Yavo on the first Shemon Esrei, which is the obligatory one, the one for right now for Ma'ariv. V'lo hizkir b'shniya, v'lo b'shniya, but you didn't say Yalav Yavo on the second one, which is the payback. Ain't sar klaxor, you don't have to go back.
On both?
On neither. Okay, let's go through the cases. Good question. Okay, why? If you didn't say neither, so as I said before, you're supposed to say Yalav Yalav at night. But if you didn't, since we're not Mekadesh the Chodesh at night, so B'di'evit, if you didn't say Yalav Yalav at Ma'ariv, you don't have to go back with Pitzman Esrei.
This is Dafka. This din is speaking only of Ma'ariv here?
Hold off. I don't even know if we're going to get through this tonight. But anyways, so let's just explain it first. So then, if you didn't say it in either, so since you don't have to say B'di'evit Yalav Yalav at night, B'di'evit. So both Shemun Esrei's work. What are you going to say? One looks like, it looks like you did it out of order? No, because you didn't say it in either. So how it doesn't look like the first one was for the payback and the second one. It doesn't look like that. Both are the same. If you said Yalav Yalav on the first one and not on the second one, so then what? So the first one is good. It's Yalav Yalav, and that's from Arif. Second one is the payback, which, whatever way you want to slice it, either if you want to say that it goes for Mincha, you didn't have to say Yalav Yalav. LMI, you say it's no, it has to be the same Shemun Esrei as whatever you're davening now. Now, B'di'evit, if I don't say Yalav Yalav, I don't have to repeat it anywho. So it works.
2 days for Shabbat.
Okay, where do you go? Okay, let's go slow. Remember from yesterday? Mishnah Berurah says the same thing would apply if someone didn't daven Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh and they're davening Shachris twice. And they said Yalav Yalav on the first one. And they didn't say Yalav Yalav on the second one. So normally, you know, you don't say Yalav Yalav in Shachris or in Mincha, you have to repeat Shemun Esrei, right? But here the Mishnah Berurah says, since it's for a makeup for last night, and last night, the second one you sang in the morning is a payback for Ma'ariv, and in Ma'ariv, if you didn't say Yalav Yalav, you would not have to repeat Shemun Esrei. So then in the morning, on your payback, when the second Shemun Esrei, when you say the second Shemun Esrei and you forgot Yalav Yalav, you don't have to repeat Shemun Esrei.
It's a B'di'evit.
Yeah, of course it's B'di'evit, right? Obviously, you know, you say Yalav Yalav and everything, right? But that's no fun. good, right. That's an easy case. I don't want to, those are no fun case. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing, going to, I think, Mr. Luger's case. Let's say a person made a mistake and they didn't say Yalav Yalav at Mincha on first day, Rosh Chodesh. Now it's nighttime, second day Rosh Chodesh. So you dive into Shemun Esrei's Ma'ariv. One, again, is for Ma'ariv of the second day Rosh Chodesh. And one is the payback for Mincha from yesterday. So the Mishnah Berurah says that, let's say in that case, 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and so you're davening Ma'ariv twice. So now what happens, right, the only fun case we got now, is you miss Yalav Yalav on the second one. So now we'll say, we would think, wait, but you just said that since, right, if it, in the morning, remember the case we just said? If you're davening two Shemun Esreis in Shachris, you missed Ma'ariv Rosh Chodesh at night. Right? Let's say tonight, hypothetically, is Rosh Chodesh. Somebody didn't daven tonight. So tomorrow morning, they'll do two Shemun Esreis. So then, if they forgot Yalav Yalav in the second one, they don't have to repeat Shemun Esrei. Why? Because last night, the one you're paying back for, you didn't have to. So therefore, the payback isn't any better than the one that's paying back for. So based upon that, now let's go to this case. So it was Mincha, first day, Rosh Chodesh. Person forgot Mincha. So they're davening Ma'ariv twice. They're davening Ma'ariv twice. Second one, they forgot Yalav Yalav. What you'd say? What would you say? It's paying back for Mincha. And Mincha, you had to say Yalav Yalav. The Mishnah Berurah says, no. Because since Kivan de Afilu Biikra Tfila de Arvis, the payback, another rule we have, a sub-rule now, is an amendment of what we said before, that the payback is not going to be stronger than the one I'm davening right now. Right? The payback is attached to an obligatory Shmoneh Esrei. The payback can't be any stronger than the obligatory one. Right? So since now is the second night of Rosh Chodesh, at night, as we said before, b'di'eved, you didn't say yalav yalav at night, even second night, b'di'eved, you yotze Shmoneh Esrei. So now the second night, when I don't say yalav yalav on the second one, and the second one's a payback. Oh, good. It's a payback for Rosh Chodesh. But still, that tefillah, the second tefillah, cannot be stronger than the one I'm doing now, my obligatory one, the anchor, if you want to call it that. And therefore, in that case, too, you would not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei a third time.
Even on both.
Huh?
Blood on both, yeah.
So that was the Ramah's case. Right? If you also, because based upon what we just said, we hold that even the second day. It's a little not as simple, but okay, so tomorrow, Mir Tashem, we'll talk about a caveat to this whole thing. A caveat to a big major point that Mishnah Berurah makes about this whole thing that you'd have to repeat one or the other because it looks funny, you did one or the other. And then again, now, I'll leave you with this thing. Now that we just said that the payback is always attached to an obligation, right? You always have. So how about the case I spoke to you about a week ago about? Questions like this. A woman. You have a woman and she davens Shacharis and Mincha, like the Mishnah Berurah said. She davens Shacharis and Mincha. Okay? She forgot to daven Mincha one day. So now, what does she want to do? She wants to daven Maariv, which she's not obligated, according to anyone. She wants to daven Maariv, which she normally doesn't do. She wants to daven Maariv, and she'll daven not on Maariv, but she'll daven two Shmoneh Esreis. Because the Mincha, the second Shmoneh Esrei, will be the Tashlumin for her Mincha that she missed. Could she do that? Why not? Right, that's the next step. The next step would be, wait a second, if you do say no, if you take that position, so then what does she do? Lose it? Or could she daven Shacharis twice? Remember, because the payback we hold has to be on an adjacent Shmoneh Esrei.
So she davens
Maariv,
she sure can't daven two Shacharis.
Well, that's what we're going to see. Okay, we'll talk about that, Blina, tomorrow. Maybe, or something.